This is a Nacho Radio Podcast. Yes. Welcome, everybody. Smiles, smiles, everyone. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Don's on the phone. Well, we're thrilled that you're here listening to it on your phone or your iPod or your iPad or your smart device.
You know how they always talk, they used to say that there's no such thing as bad press?
That's what Colonel Tom Parker used to say, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Antonio Brown that.
What a week.
I mean, good Lord, talk about escalating quickly.
That's in the space of a couple of days.
Again, shocked that I don't have him on a fantasy team.
It's something else. You know who does have him and Andrew Luck on a fantasy team? O.J. Simpson. And he's on Twitter complaining.
It's like the next thing we're going to find out that Antonio Brown has carried out a terrorist attack.
Just guilty until proven innocent, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose.
But, so this is a guy who got in a fight with the general manager of the Raiders in the middle of last week. Then all was forgiven. Then he decided to play a phone recording of him and the manager, or the Gruden, right? That was the phone recording. He decided to air
the head coach,
which, by the way, is completely illegal. He gets cut. He gets picked up by the Patriots because, of course, he gets picked up by the Patriots. And now
we're going to change your ways, and maybe it's too late.
Right. And now a woman who was a trainer for him says that he assaulted her 3 different times.
Oh, is that right?
3 different times he assaulted her. Now, he claims it was consensual. Listen, I'm not here to be an apologist for Antonio Brown, but 3 different times... I mean, just the nature of assault.
Right. You wouldn't think you would allow it a second. I don't know. I'm sure.
Right. We weren't there.
Yes.
My point is, what is it the Beatles told me? Not a second time. Not a third time. Three times the charm. That seems, I don't know. It seems like an interesting time for the allegations
it just,
to come
out. Seems,
and I can't believe I'm the one saying that.
It seems, obviously, if you are in a relationship, if you're married or something, if you're in that sort of relationship, you can certainly fathom where someone could be some sort of repeat offender.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just the trainer...
Yeah. There's... I don't know. I think at the end of it all, I just don't have a great opinion of this Antonio Brown. And I had him on my fantasy team last year, and frankly, it was a disappointment. If I'm being honest, I'll never draft a Steeler again. You've been talking about.
Do you have any Bears on your fantasy team?
I don't have anyone in the NFC North on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And that's.
Don't trust them.
I just took best available players, but I don't have a single Bear on my team. No. There were a couple times I wanted to pick up somebody, and then they were picked before I got them. But I looked at my team. I have no one from the entire division on my team.
I don't know that we were playing fantasy football back at that time. Maybe we were. But I would have had Wendell Davis. Your Chicago Bear, Wendell Davis.
Hey, I'm getting a pizza out of the oven.
And you remember what happened to him, right?
Tell me the Wendell Davis story.
Where they were playing in Philadelphia. This is before they had the new stadium. It was the old Veterans Stadium. And they had the bad turf. And on the one play, he blew out both knees on one play. That's who I would have had on my fantasy back in the time, is all I'm saying.
I'm trying to make a pizza here. Yeah. And for some reason, as I go to slice it, I'm murdering this thing.
You can't cut it? Let me cut it.
No, see if you can make nice slices there. This is the top 5 things. Just
gotta get a grip on.
We usually do the show much earlier in the day. And
it's dinner time.
It's dinner time here. I gotta get a pizza in the boy before he goes off to soccer practice. And here's a tip. A little dad hack that I've learned that I'm willing to pass on to the listeners. I call it a dad hack. What I do is I get a Jack's pepperoni pizza, right? And I take half the pepperoni and I move it to the other half. So half the pizza pie is double pepperoni. The other half is all cheese. This way, my wife gets the cheese pizza that she likes and the boy gets the double pepperoni he gets. Now, I know that Jack's Pizza sells a half pepperoni, but this is the thing. You're paying for the same pizza, but only getting half of the pepperoni. How much sense does that make?
No, I'm not doing that.
So my dad hack is take the pepperoni, move it to the side. Then the boy gets the double pepperoni that's good for his growing body. This is the thing, too. Jack's Pizza's gotten me through the last 30 years of my life. I owe everything to Jack's Pizza.
The kid didn't even give me a tip.
No, no, he won't. And he won't. That boy will get pizzas from all over the place. And anytime we get a pizza, he'll be like, this isn't as good as Jack's.
He likes what he likes.
And he's always very curious, like, what does pizza cost? We could get a Jack's for $2.50. Why are we throwing money away at pizza like this? It's something else.
What someday will be my money?
It's something else. Something to have a child who's 10 years old who clearly lived through the Great Depression. It's something else.
Is he recycling his Halloween costume again this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? There's no reason to go.
So the Midwest Monster Fest is happening this weekend, and we went to a Comic-Con in Bettendorf, and a listener of the show who's throwing the Midwest Monster Fest recognizes and was like, oh, Dave and Darren. And then Owen was there, and he was selling monster masks. So he had the Scream mask from the movie Scream, and he gave Owen the Scream mask. And as we're walking away, it was like, that's very cool. Thank you for the mask, sir. And we're walking away. He looks at me and goes, this is another year we're not spending a dime on Halloween, Dad. Like, very pleased with himself. And this is the thing. There's just one of him. So we have money for Halloween costumes, right?
No, I get it.
I tell him. Like, last year I said, I'll get you whatever you want. Why would we spend money on a Halloween costume? What am I going to wear? 2 hours? So he went last year as some sort of Abraham Lincoln phantom thing, which makes it. And I was like, no one's going to know who you are.
This year he's George Washington Scream.
Right. I said, no one's going to know who you are. He was 9 last year. He goes, no one cares who I am.
You still get the same amount of candy.
You understand, though, but if I were his age, when I was his age, I would have been like, this is ridiculous. I have to have a costume.
I'm C-3PO or bust.
Right. Right. No, he's very frugal. The kid's pretty level-headed, which...
For now.
Yeah, knock on wood on that. You mentioned being married. There's a story that comes to us from Clearwater, Florida, Darren, because...
Because of course it does.
They all do. Couple gets into a knockdown, drag-out fight over which side of the bed you sleep on. 33-year-old woman.
This happens every evening?
Ashley Crampton is her name.
You really should get this resolved.
Ashley's 33. She's there at the Budget Inn in Clearwater, Florida with her 26-year-old wife. And Ashley's wife takes Ashley's usual side of the bed.
Thinking this is different because we're in a hotel room.
Now, see, I want to have this discussion. Ashley was so furious, she kicked her wife off the bed and then punched her when she tried to get back on. Ashley arrested for domestic battery. Okay, I have a couple of thoughts on this. One...
Different rules for hotels.
That's how we do it in my marriage.
Really?
Yes. Hotel room, all bets are off. You get whoever gets to bed first gets to claim the side. And that's I think, the secret to a long-lasting marriage.
Do you sleep, like, diagonally as well? Or,
No, I sleep. Vampire?
You guys sleep with your heads at the foot of the bed?
No.
Because we're in a hotel room?
No. Now, this is the sort
of
thing...
Or one of you does and the other one doesn't?
When I bring it up, she acts like she doesn't notice. Like, oh, I guess I didn't notice we're on different sides of the bed. Or maybe it's like... That's something a crazy person would
notice.
Okay,
so you're saying, it sounds to me like you don't do this, she does it.
What I'm telling you is, there would not be a problem.
Oh, I didn't notice.
She acts like she didn't notice.
I'm disoriented. I'm in a hotel room.
My goodness. But I say if you're in a hotel, go ahead and sleep on the other side of the bed. You certainly can't do that in the bed that you share. Like, you can't just decide, okay, I'm going to be on that side tonight. That doesn't work. Does anybody do that?
I bet someone does.
Like, your side is your side. Are there people where it's like, well, whoever gets to the bed first decides whatever?
There could be some couples that do that. Whoever, it's like, see, you're going to bed right now, huh?
Yeah, and I'm taking the right side.
To the point where you just keep going to bed earlier and earlier. As soon as you're getting home from work.
Right.
No, this is my side of the bed.
It's 5:45 and she's brushing her teeth. Uh-huh. What's going on here?
I see what you're doing.
You want the right side, do you?
Or what if it was this? I like to have different sides of the bed.
Like, I like to sleep around. Well, literally.
Yes. Sometimes I like to be on this side of the bed. Sometimes I like to be on that side of the bed.
Can I ask you a question on the podcast? Come on. Just we're talking about what side of the bed you sleep on. Everybody, my beautiful wife, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So when we're on vacation, does it matter to you what side of the bed you sleep on?
It doesn't matter, but we always tend to switch sides.
So we do, right? We get some strange. You get some strange.
There are different rules for the hotel.
Hotel is, it's time to mix
all,
it up a little
all
bit.
All bets are off.
That's right. I'm going to sleep on the wrong side of the bed when we're on vacation because it's like, I could do that. But we could never, like, if you found me, because I tend to go to bed earlier than you do. If you found me on your side of the bed here at our house, would that fly? Would you be okay with that?
No, yeah.
Get out of my side of the bed.
See, this is why this marriage...
You're waking up.
This is why this marriage works. I got a good one. Yeah. At home, you have your side and that's your side. Mm-hmm. Till death do us part.
Okay, well, this apparently was going on with this story as well. But then that's what that person was thinking.
But they got to the hotel there at the Budget Inn in Clearwater, which I'm sure is lovely. While you're there, check out the Scientology
lounge. Well, you can see it from you can see it from the hotel.
But this one, the wife thought, "Well, I'll go ahead
vacation.
And sleep." Yeah, and the other wife was like, "You're not though." And then that's when the fisticuffs happened. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's different for lesbians than it is for heterosexuals. I assume that we're all on the same.
Don't
page.
You know that it's different for girls that like girls?
You want to get into the top five
things?
God, it's like an oven in here doing the show when the oven is on.
Because the oven is on.
Well, I see what I did there.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open this year, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Halloween. They are going to be starting on September 27th and running through Halloween with over 20 minutes spent within the fear. The Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunt attraction is celebrating 25 years of fear. Tickets are available in advance at the website factoryoffear.com for $15 or VIPs are $20. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Friday, Saturdays 7 till midnight and Sundays and Halloween 7 till 10. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year's almost 5,000 square feet is being added to the haunt. Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by HauntedIllinois.com and a Voter's Choice Top 10 Haunted House. Hey, swag.
Off he goes.
The longest running and most dedicated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at factoryoffear.com, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Mm. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. You're eyeing that pizza.
I just want to... Did you eat your pizza? You good? Huh? You're getting ready to?
You're getting ready to eat pizza? You're getting ready to play soccer?
Okay, I can't wait.
Listen, I set him up with two pieces of pizza.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, they were right out of the oven.
Well, that's the way I like it.
No, I've watched you burn your mouth.
I do it on purpose.
Time and again.
I do it on purpose. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today at Capriati's. Turn your favorite sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, if you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub, but only pay for the price of a small one.
Before we get into the top five things, we've got some texts on the Oscars Pub text line. Quite a few of them still chiming in on the Rhonda ticket situation.
Okay.
And a lot of you are, you know, you're so polite, guys. It's like, I'm sorry if I'm late for this. We're interested in what you have to say.
Sure.
This is a different animal. So whenever you
Because there's always next the time. Show, I'm sure she's going to get caught again.
Right.
And believe me, I can tell you this after the response I got.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think you're special for doing that?
That was the answer.
It's like, what, you want some sort of like parade because you did that? Big deal.
Did she say parade?
Big deal.
Because you did kind of call that was going to be the reaction.
Yeah, I was right. I was absolutely right. So it won't happen again.
Here's one. It says, I've been listening to this bombardment nonsense. Mm. In Alito, we called it what it was, Killer Ball. Sounds more like a badass James Caan movie. I think the PE coach maybe still called it bombardment. It was always juniors and seniors versus sophomores and freshmen. Literally, we called it Killer Ball. Here's one from the 309 that says, hey guys, I'm the guy that gave Darren the VHS tapes at the Bandits
yes.
game. Just wanted to let you know that some of the tapes are, one of them is an REM show.
REM, I had that wrong.
That was intended for Dave.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Proud patron and wizard, Hutch.
Thank you, Hutch.
Hutch. Thanks, Hutch. And then it says, P.S., if you need a VHS player, I sell stuff on eBay and have several. I'll cut you a good deal.
I knew there was a catch.
Yeah. The VHS taste is free.
They set you up with the free VHS, but the player's going to cost you.
I like it.
That's not a bad side hustle there, Hutch.
No, I admire the hustle. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't help but hire the hustle.
Every day I'm hustling.
You like them tapes? Because I sell VHS machines.
I bet you'd like them a lot better if you could view them. Would you like to watch them?
I got pretty good deals. He's just opening up a coat. Would you like to buy a VHS machine? Respect the hustle. You know I do. All right, number one on our top five things. You know that little kid, the 7-year-old that makes all that money doing his toy reviews?
Oh, boy.
He's in trouble with the FTC.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah, the feds are coming down on this kid, Ryan, from Ryan's Toy Reviews.
It's about time.
He's 7 years old. We could have a little tiny perp walk.
Bring him
this
to
kid.
His knees.
This kid is seven.
Now, that would almost be understandable that he'd be crying like Jim Baker.
Yeah, he's seven.
Yeah. That makes sense.
No, you
Why cry. Jim Baker was melting yeah. down like that.
I'd cry like that when I was seven. I was told I'd go sit in a corner for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
World's highest earning YouTube star. No one makes more money on YouTube than this kid Ryan from Ryan Toys Review. Last year, he made $22 million. Well, he's now in trouble because a consumer watchdog group is saying that there isn't a clear enough line as to when he's doing advertisements and when he's doing reviews. You know, he'll review a toy and be like, this toy is awesome. Well, that's because Hasbro gave this kid some money to review the toy and say how great it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a review. That's an ad.
This is like, who was the old-timey radio guy?
Walter Winchell.
No, not Walter Winchell. The guy who would do it. The rest of the story.
Paul Harvey. Yeah, yeah.
He kind of blurred that line, too.
Well, this is it. He wouldn't say, here comes an advertisement. He would say, page two, like you're reading a magazine. And then someone singed kitten. Page two, folks, roaches are a problem. That's why I use Decon. Page three, Mamie Van Eisenhower.
I've got hemorrhoids you wouldn't believe. Tux medicated pads. I'm wearing them now.
The next morning, the people in the town found nothing but a shattered pumpkin. Page two. My hemorrhoids have got hemorrhoids, folks.
My ascot wears an ascot, and my hemorrhoids have hemorrhoids. Page three.
Someone singed kitten. So, yeah, he's in trouble. And they're saying, you know, you really have to do a better job. The Federal Trade Commission now going after this kid.
Mm-hmm. Drop the hammer.
This is a violation of FTC law, what he's doing. So, you know, his folks have said, listen, we'll try and fix this. You better, because your little meal ticket's about to be done.
Mm.
If you made $22 million when you were seven, wouldn't you just retire and just live off the interest of that money?
Yes.
I'd retire.
Yes.
And I'd be...
I'm not going to school either.
For what?
I'm not going to school.
What are you going to teach me? I made $22 million last year playing with toys. Fractions? I got a fraction for you. I won 1,000th. Don't need anything that you have to say to me. This is ridiculous. You're done, right?
I might take a few electives.
Okay, but this story is going to end in a couple of years badly, right? Because this is how it works when the kids make all the money, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. This is going to...
Doomed.
Yeah. This kid's going to hold up a liquor store. Probably in the next couple of years. Number two on the top five things. Sorry, not sorry.
Two.
Not that he can't afford his own liquor. He's just not capable of purchasing it.
Where'd all the money go, Ryan? I don't know, man. That's a thing. I thought my parents were going to... I was supposed to get a check when I turned 18. I don't know where it went, man. We gotta rob a liquor store or something. And we can film it on YouTube. For some reason, I want to film every damn thing.
Someone can review my robbery.
There's a monkey on the loose in a Texas town. This thing has been seen swinging through trees and attacking residents. A monkey on the loose. Santa Fe, Texas, which is just south of Houston. They're dealing with reports of this monkey on the run.
Texas has a Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Santa Fe, Texas, home of a loose monkey. Police department there says they keep getting reports of sightings, and the officials say they believe the monkey sightings are credible. Residents on social media have claimed, without any evidence, that this monkey tried to attack them.
We're going to believe you for now.
The monkey tried to attack them, their children, and their dogs. Bayou Animal Services, the town-run animal control agency there in Santa Fe, they say they're using a drone to help search the treetops for this monkey. They're also requesting backup from registered primate owners in the area to confirm that all of their monkeys are accounted for. I bet that's a fun phone call to make.
Monkey count.
Yes, hello, Gary? Yes. Are all your monkeys accounted for? They are. Okay, thank you. I've got a long list of names here. Okay. No, I'd love to talk monkeys, but I gotta call more monkey people.
A barrel full, sure. Can you be more specific?
Consider yourself Zing.
Zing of the day.
Oh, Zing of the day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
We're just going to trust people when they tell us they've seen a monkey.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location. They're now in the village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds, their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings, inspections, stop in, and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They are open Tuesdays through Friday starting from 10 till 5:30 and then Saturday 10 to 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you make a purchase there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You will get a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to us with anything that you have, whether it's VHS tapes or VHS players. We are all very interested. Use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, yeah. Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest. And I wonder if you're allowed to drink while you're doing that, because that could get kind of dry quick if you're eating bread nuggets.
Yeah. I would recommend.
Are you able
it.
To dip the, I'm guessing, being that it's a beer fest,
yeah.
that you're allowed to drink the beer.
A disclaimer, Darren's guessing. We don't
I am guessing. Yeah. I don't know. We'll all find out together. And there's also going to be live music from Milwaukee's.
We'll all find out together is how Darren suggests Dave finds out.
No.
You think I don't know that move? We'll all find out together. I'm not going to find out. I've already forgotten the question.
I haven't.
We'll all find out together.
There's going to be live music from Milwaukee.
Dave will send a text.
Pat McCurdy.
Huh.
And here's the deal. Right now, because I saw it today, if you go on the Facebook page for Oscars Pub, they have a link where you can get your tickets in advance. They're going to be $10 the day of the show for the concert. You can get them in advance for just $5 at Oscars Pub. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses are delicious. Oven roasted in the shop daily, Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Oh.
Looks like that pizza, the rest of it is ours.
Yeah, you want a piece?
Maybe after the podcast.
You mentioned Facebook. I love this. There's a post of a woman in Texas where this monkey is rumored to be terrifying them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a post on Facebook here that says, "Just had a monkey try to attack me while checking my mail. I've spent the last 20 minutes in my car."
Checking your mail?
Yeah, like you go out to check your mail. And
your actual letter mail.
Yeah.
Number three.
Three.
That's still a thing, right? People still
get
mail.
Letters.
Yeah.
Or
but not if
bills.
Not if you're being terrorized by a monkey. No thanks. Number three, there's a new dating game where you try and date Colonel Sanders. This is something Kentucky Fried Chicken has published.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is...
It's mystery date, and the mystery date is Colonel Sanders.
That's right. That's right. KFC has published a dating simulator called I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator.
Oh, boy.
Now, they have to know that means something different, right? A finger-licking good dating simulator? They have to know that that's... Right?
Mm-hmm.
I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator is a game that embodies the very essence of the concept of 2019. You play a culinary student trying to win the heart of your classmate, and your classmate...
Colonel Sanders is playing hard to get.
...is this highly sexualized...
Colonel Sanders. Who is going to be licking your fingers.
And more.
And more.
Throughout your journey, you'll be faced, it says here, with life-changing decisions that will affect your
chances. He's going
to be
licking your thighs and drumsticks. And breasts.
Friendship and love. But be careful. Your choices have real consequences with real animated characters' feelings at stake. Do you have what it takes to survive culinary school? Will Colonel Sanders choose you to be his business partner, or maybe even so much more?
Kiss my gizzard, Colonel Sanders.
Find out in the most finger-licking good dating simulator ever created.
That got intimate quickly.
Roll me in flour and find the wet spot. Oh, Colonel, my Colonel. Number four. So the first week of the NFL is done. Week two is upon us. It's time to talk about who's going to be doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Have you heard who they've got lined up?
I thought they were going to put a kibosh on all that.
Just there wouldn't be a Super Bowl? No, yeah. There's way too much
well,
money.
Then my guess,
there's way too much money in it.
My guess is that Jay-Z is making the decision.
You're half right.
Okay.
It sounds like...
It's not his call?
No. Oh, I see. Right, because he's supposed to be getting involved in that sort of thing. Yeah, I had read that.
He calls all the shots.
He does. He does. Are you reading Yes, I Can by Sammy Davis
you
Jr.?
You know what they should call that book?
Yes, I Can, if...
JC says it's okay.
Right. No, the rumors are, and this seems very well-founded, that the halftime show will be J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez will be doing the halftime show.
Has she ever done it before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Which seems like something that's in her wheelhouse. Now, I don't know.
What's her big song?
That's an issue for me. I don't know. I remember she had a song called Waiting for Tonight. That was a big hit, right? I'm waiting for tonight! Whoa! And I believe there was a song called If You Had My Love. And I'm Still Jenny from the Block. But those songs are all 20 years
old.
Does she have any hits in the last 20 years?
Could they get other people that she's worked with in the past involved, like Fire Marshal Bill?
Make it an In Living Color reunion?
Uh-huh.
I love that idea. Okay, I didn't like this idea, but now I love this idea.
And it's apparently, and Tommy Davidson's going to be involved, but he's coming as the character from Ace Ventura 2 for some reason.
We just watched Ace Ventura 1 a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought that would be in the 10-year-old's wheelhouse. Boy, is it a powerfully unfunny movie.
Dan Marino did it.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he's pretty funny in it. Like, Marino's the funniest character.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then, see, that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I'm starting to introduce the boy to some of the classics.
Mm-hmm. You think are classics.
Well, I mean, the other day.
I can tell you right now, you can skip Meatballs.
We did Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Which he very much enjoyed.
It's going to be better than Meatballs.
Yeah. Yeah, Meatballs is not as funny as you remember it. Meatballs is
not funny at all.
Not good at all. Yeah.
Saw it in the theater.
I want to show him Blazing Saddles, but that's a problematic movie because of the N-word.
Yeah.
So I can't show him that.
No.
It's a really funny movie. It's also got some really adult themes.
What about Young Frankenstein?
That, I think, could be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young Frankenstein.
Cigars.
But you're the tallest one in your class. Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Number five on the top five things.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Singer-songwriter Daniel Johnson is dead at the age of 58. I could have sworn he died 10 years ago. But he's that what do they call it? Outsider art, outsider folk music. You know who Daniel Johnson is? He does all those songs. Like, all of his songs are about Casper, the friendly ghost.
Mm. Maybe that's why I don't know him.
He was a big deal in the 90s. Like, Kurt Cobain said that this guy was his hero. And then
Seems like Kurt Cobain had a lot of heroes.
Mm-hmm. And where were they at the end? You know?
I thought you were going to be mentioning, is it that T. Boone Pickett?
T. Boone Pickens.
T. Boone Pickens.
Yes. Yes. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, no, the guy that did all those records that I liked with the Counting Crows and his wife, Sam Phillips. But that's T-Bone Burnett.
Yes.
Different dude. He's still very much alive.
Oil man.
What was T-Boone Pickens' big deal?
Making a lot of money from oil.
Okay. Well, that doesn't suck.
In the end, it didn't save him.
He lived to be 90, though.
Well, that's true.
That doesn't suck.
No. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Those are your top five things. We do have time for one final story before we're done with the
show. We'll do that after we mention the fact that the Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea? You can fall into a pumpkin pie latte now and a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. Great way to start the day. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and we will have a patrons-only podcast for you next week, so be looking for that.
You am. This story comes to us from the Kenosha News over by there in Kenosha. Kenosha News, a source of trust since 1894, yeah, I hate her. 20-year-old Paddock Lake man over by there in Paddock Lake, yeah, I hate her. He's looking at numerous charges for running a high-tech marijuana operation out of his mother's condo.
Tell me more.
He had 10 employees. He's 20. Had 10 employees. Tyler Huffhines, 20 years old, going to be charged with manufacturing THC, possession with intent to deliver THC, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and identity theft. Huffhines and his 23-year-old brother arrested after a couple of search warrants were served at mom's condo. She's got to be thrilled.
Hey, Ma.
Oh, yeah, my boys are in a business together, dear. They sell drugs out of my condo, yeah, hey. Over by there in Paddock Lake, yeah, hey. Law enforcement seized 188 pounds of marijuana.
Ooh.
That's worth $1.5 million on the street. They also got $15,000 to $20,000 in cash.
What will they be doing? What do they do with seized marijuana anymore now that it's legal in some states? Does that stuff get shipped to those states?
The problem is no, because you have no idea what strain it is.
They can figure that out.
That'd be a good job for you.
It's not a bad idea.
I like the hair where it says,
I'll tell you what the potency is.
They got 9 iPhones, 8 firearms, drug paraphernalia, small amounts of coke, THC oil, and Xanax.
Hmm.
Huffhines appeared in court earlier this week with his attorney, was issued a $500,000 cash bond.
Pair of nylons and a chocolate bar, you can have yourself quite a weekend in Vegas.
He had 10 employees working for him, and he would pay them 30 cents per package that they assembled, manufactured, and processed. He would stop in once a day to oversee the operation and pay the people, the 10 people that were working for him. Darren, he had a time clock where you would punch in and then assemble the dough.
Sure, you can buy one.
Time clock. Now, did you punch in, Darren, before you...
Don't forget to punch in.
Make the dope, you hater. This kid, 2 years ago, was in the news. He had a business selling athletic shoes. He apparently parlayed that money into the
very industrious
marijuana
operation.
Again, $1.5 million worth of dope. There were time cards set up for his employees. They would fill out about 3,000 to 5,000 cartridges a day and then sell them for 16 cents a piece. Get that? So assemble these cartridges for me so people can vape them or whatever. I'll pay you 30 cents per package. I'll turn around and sell it at $16 a piece.
$16, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you do If you do 5,000 of these at 30 cents a piece, that works out to real money for everybody. A time card. Like, puncher. Now, did you punch in? Talk to Sheila at HR now. Come on now. We need you to really straighten up and fly right here at this dope operation we're running over by there. Those are your top five things, guys.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Thank you, Lawrence. That'll do. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Do we have football tomorrow night? Professional football? Or no?
Yeah, no, there's a Thursday night game.
All right, well,
I was going to ask you, as we leave here, Swami, do you want to give us your lock of the week?
Don't forget. I haven't had a chance to take a look.
I got a lock of the week.
What is your lock of the week?
Bears are going to beat Denver. And they're getting they're getting a point.
Lock of the week.
The Bears will beat the Denver Broncos.
I'm 176 out of 185.
Boy, there's a lot of, as I was looking at the scores, there's a lot of us that did very poorly.
As poorly as that.
You're not doing great, but you can make that up in a week or two.
Mm.
I believe in you, Darren.
We'll see.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. Thanks for all your support, guys. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.